Newly discovered hieroglyphs on the stairs of a Mayan ruin are shedding new light on a brutal superpower struggle that may have precipitated the decline of the Mayan civilization. When a hurricane howled through northern Guatemala last summer, it uprooted trees, exposing the hieroglyphic stairs at the base of the temple ruins at Dos Pilas. The National Geographic Society released a translation today. Dr. Arthur Demarest of the Institute of Mesoamerican Archaeology at Vanderbilt University has been involved in the discovery, and he joins us now from Nashville. Dr. Demarest, summarize for us the story that's told on these temple stairs.
Well, it's a surprising story. The city of Dos Pilas turns out to have been founded by a young prince from Tikal when he was 4 years old. Tikal is one of the great, great superpowers of the ancient Maya world, which was locked in a kind of a 150-year-long Punic War with Calakmul, another of the great superpowers.
Mm-hmm. And these stairs tell the story of this young prince, Balaj Chan Kawil.
Yes, yeah. He was sent there. Obviously, the place was founded as a military base, and he was sent as a figurehead when he was 4 years old. After that, it was kind of a military outpost by this distant center, Tikal, to defend the Western River trade route that was so important in the ancient Maya world, kind of the Mississippi of the ancient Maya world, from Calakmul, their rival to the north.
But this young prince, Balaj Chan Kawil, played a sort of a Machiavellian role in this whole struggle, right?
We had thought he was in some kind of civil war with his brother, but in fact he went there. His brother is the king of Tikal, but he went there as an agent of Tikal and ruled this outpost till he was in his 20s. At that time, Calakmul sent an army down, conquered and defeated him, and drove him into exile and took over Dos Pilas. But about a year later, he was back on the throne, now as a subordinate and ally of Calakmul against his own brother at Tikal.
And then later on, he wages war against his brother, right?
Yeah, there are a number of wars. In fact, the new stairway records a number of wars we hadn't known about. He conquers a number of cities, all as an agent of this distant superpower, and then actually defeats Tikal.
And when they conquer Tikal, he actually sacrifices his brother. He kills his own brother and then dances in this sort of victory dance.
Yeah, it's not that dissimilar to the kind of things that, you know, you see in Shakespeare and in the battles of the European royalty. Relatives are often rivals. What is surprising is the degree of foreign intervention. This is not a story about two brothers fighting over the throne or something like that. It is, in fact, part of a very, very large, in Maya terms, an international war between all the city-states in these two big alliances, a kind of NATO and Warsaw Pact.
So you're suggesting that this is why the Mayan civilization disappeared?
Well, no, it isn't this war that causes in any way the collapse, but the failure of the war to unify the Maya world. This war doesn't end like the Punic Wars with one power taking over and unifying all the city-states. This stairway celebrates the victory of Calakmul, but a few decades later, Tikal comes back and defeats Calakmul. But then neither one of them really take over and conquer the whole Maya world. Instead, it just breaks up into regional powers, and those regional powers keep fighting each other for the next century.
Well, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Arthur Demarest of Vanderbilt University's Institute of Mesoamerican Archaeology.